Chapter 1. From Crisis to Austerity. The central problem of depression prevention has been solved, for all practical purposes, and has in fact been solved for many decades. Robert E. Lucas, 2003. When I became Treasury Secretary in July 2006, financial crises weren't new to me, nor were the failures of major financial institutions. I had witnessed serious market disturbances and the collapse or near collapses of Continental Illinois Bank, Drexel Burnham Lambert, and Salomon Brothers, among others. With the exception of the savings and loan debacle, these disruptions generally focused on a single organization, such as the hedge fund Long-Term Capital Management in 1998. The crisis that began in 2007 was far more severe, and the risks to the economy and the American people much greater. Between March and September 2008, 8 major U.S. financial institutions failed. Bear Stearns, IndyMac, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Lehman Brothers, AIG, Washington Mutual, and Wachovia. 6 of them in September alone. And the damage was not limited to the U.S. More than 20 European banks across 10 countries were rescued from July 2007 through February 2009. This, the most wrenching financial crisis since the Great Depression, caused a terrible recession in the U.S. and severe harm around the world. Yet it could have been so much worse. Had it not been for unprecedented interventions by the U.S. and other governments, many more financial institutions would have gone under, and the economic damage would have been far greater and longer lasting. Hank Paulson, from his book On the Brink, 2010. Hank Paulson is a controversial figure. For many Americans, he is the man who bailed out Wall Street too generously. For others, he is the man who failed to bail out Wall Street generously enough. In his thought-provoking book, Capitalism 4.0, the British journalist Anatoly Kaletsky blames him for the disaster, writing that the domino-style failure of U.S. financial institutions that autumn of 2008 was not due to any worsening of economic conditions. It was simply a consequence of the U.S. Treasury's unpredictable and reckless handling.